Morning, folks. It's around about 5:30 a.m. here in the UK, and this is a response boo to McColgan. But to anybody that's listening, really, it's advertising and t-shirts. And I posted a boo asking folks whether they would wear an audio boo t-shirt if it was supplied to them, and would they even pay for an audio boo t-shirt. And I was listening to Mac's response boo. And it was very interesting because, like Mac, I share his views on branded shirts. I don't wear any branded shirts, not because of the advertising. I just don't like big emblazoned logos normally. I wouldn't necessarily not buy a shirt because it had Nike, for example. I've never worn a Nike shirt, I'm just using this as an example. But if it had the Nike splash on the shoulder or on the arm somewhere, and it was a stylish shirt, that wouldn't put me off from buying it. But I don't buy shirts just because they're branded. So I'm very much with you there, Mac. But my question really was, and I think you did pick up on this a third of the way through your boo, is the question about having an audio boo t-shirt for when we're audio booing. And the crux of it is to, if we're out, it just makes it easier for folks to recognise what we're doing. And Mac, you rightly said that you tell folks about audio boo, but it's just a visual aid. It is something that would help people to see the logo. It does promote audio boo, and I think one of the reasons I like this idea is because, we use audio boo. A lot of people use audio boo for free, and so they're getting a free service, if you like. And if people are going to use audio boo for public recordings where they're actually out in the public and using audio boo for a project, a bit similar to yours, Mac, that you did a while ago that you mentioned and that you possibly may do again, it's just for that. It's for that visual aid. It's to help those folks recognise audio boo, to help you sort of get the message across about audio boo. And it helps audio boo. And like I say, for most people who use audio boo, they use it for free. And so I've got no problems with that at all. And I have a few t-shirts from app companies because I like their apps. And I request a shirt, or in most cases, I'm sent one. Bambooza recently sent me a t-shirt, and I didn't really ask for it. I asked if they did any promo, and they sent me a shirt. And that was great, and it's not something I wear all the time. In fact, I haven't worn it yet, because I've not been out in this sphere to do so. But it's there for me. If I'm going out and I'm going to be using Bambooza in a public place, I can wear the t-shirt. It just, for me, I like that. It helps the company. I have a service that they're providing me free, and it just promotes. I think it's a nice thing to do. Again, I'm not talking here about your normal brand names for clothing. That's a different matter entirely, I don't go down that route. As for audio boo supplying them free, and Mac, you said you don't expect them to. Well, funnily enough, most companies do, because they want to promote themselves. And they're quite happy to send out promotional wear to those that want it. And of course it helps them. And I like that. I think it's a very good idea. For me, for example, audio boo extended my account to a plus account free of charge. When I say free of charge, it was with a slight caveat. I mean, when I asked them for this if they were prepared to do this, it was because of my pilgrimage and using my intent to use your audio boo quite a lot on that pilgrimage to record other people's stories of why they're taking a pilgrimage, for example. And so my idea was I'd slip my audio boo t-shirt on when I'm going to do an audio boo and record it. And that means that I'm talking about audio boo initially, the folks understand it, audio boo gets some promotion. And in a small way, I help sort of offset the cost of my extended account. So that was really where I was getting at with the t-shirts. Not talking about branding in general. I agree there, Mac. I'm not into that. Companies that I use. Companies that supply me services free of charge. And companies I like, because I think it's a fair exchange. And I'm not, like I say, it's not to be worn every day, just in certain situations. As for paying for it, I've not had to pay for anything yet like that. Like I say, companies are quite happy to supply a branded t-shirt or something, just because it helps them promote their services. And if the t-shirts are okay, I mean, some are very poor quality and some are better than others, so I actually don't like wearing some of the shirts, and I won't, because the quality is too poor. It has to be done in a certain way. And it's like all businesses, Mac, promotion and advertising. How do you promote and advertise an online service such as Audioboo offline? How do you get the message out there? If you're going to buy a car, you'll see adverts for car companies in newspapers and things, but it's not something that online services can really tap into. It's far too expensive, I suppose. But walking around with the shirt on, I've walked around with my Keek shirt. Keek sent me a shirt. And you like using Keek, Mac, and they sent me a very nice shirt, black, with a big Keek logo on it, and I've gone out a few times in that. It's a nice shirt, and I'll record a couple of Keeks. And the thing about that is when I'm recording a Keek, I recorded one the other day, and when I'm wearing the shirt, it tells people what I'm doing. They ask, they're inquisitive, and they don't mind then their videos being submitted on the internet, for example. It brings it into a sense of they're part of something. And it promotes. So that was really my point, my sort of quest for this sort of information, really. It's just to wear a shirt when you're using a service that we like to use and want to promote, and it helps us to promote that service without just talking about it. And most folks have a smartphone camera, and I encourage them to take a photograph of me, or at least of my shirt, stand there and say, thank you very much for letting me do that. Do you want to take a snapshot for a memory? And they do. Whatever they do with that snapshot's up to them, of course. But it's all promotion, it all helps. And I think we should support these companies that we use for free or for very little money. I mean, even the Audioboo Plus account at £60 a year is very reasonable for the use that some people are getting out of it. And Mac, you're a fantastic example of better ways of using that. And so I think it's wonderful. But there are just some points, some more clarifications, if you like, on my question. So thanks for getting back in touch with me, buddy. As always, it's always interesting listening to you, because you have different insights and pick up on points that I certainly don't always think about initially. Take care, everybody. Have a great day, and if applicable, may God bless you.